The opening of the Saskatchewan Aviation Museum at the Saskatoon Airport harkens me back to the days of my childhood. It's no secret that I'm what they called an Air Force brat who grew up on military bases across Canada and overseas. Yellow, noisy Harvard aircraft used to buzz overhead throughout the day when we lived in a pilot training base at Penhold, Alberta, near Red Deer when I was so young I'd be outside playing in my sandbox. We flew a number of times on DC-3s that we called Dakotas, and while they don't have a DC-4 North Star or a C-119 flying boxcar here at the museum, I recall trips on those as well. Now we're talking plain Jane, stripped down, non-pressurized, non-insulated military planes with paratrooper-style canvas seating. They didn't fly higher than 10,000 feet for obvious reasons, and when you boarded, you were handed cotton balls to stuff in your ears because of the noise from the engines, along with a barf bag just in case you, well, you know, barfed. The first time I ever flew commercially was on Trans-Canada Airlines, the forerunner to Air Canada. The aircraft was a Viscount turboprop. I thought I was in heaven because it was quiet and had regular seats in a pressurized cabin. They have a Viscount in an aviation museum at the airport in Victoria, BC. I know you're not supposed to live in the past, but I have to say flying was fun when I was a kid. There was always that moment of excitement when you took off, and the whole experience was an adventure. Today, not so much. It's just a way to get somewhere faster than driving. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.